Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about Luke 13, verses 6 through 9. Now, in the last video, we talked about the cursed fig tree and how it represented the nation of Israel. We showed how just a few verses later, there were parables given that talked about the kingdom of God being taken from the nation of Israel and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. The fig tree represented Israel. God came seeking fruit. He sent his own son, the Bible said, to seek fruit thereof. And when fruit was not found, Jesus cursed that fig tree and said that there would no fruit grow on it from henceforward forever. This flies in the face of those who teach that in the end times, the nation of Israel is going to turn back to the Lord Jesus Christ and so forth. Listen to Luke 13, verse 6. We have another parable of the fig tree, which represents Israel. It says, "He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." So here we see another parable pretty much showing the same thing. Remember all the parables about Israel where he keeps coming and seeking fruit and it's not there. He keeps sending servants. Finally, he sends his own son. Well, here is another parable about the Lord of the vineyard. He's got a fig tree. It's not producing fruit. He said, look, 3 years and it's not producing fruit. The servant intercedes and says to him, let's just dig around it. Let's dung it. Let's give it one more chance. And if it does not bear fruit, then, you know, we're going to cut it down. And again, same, this is about Israel if we compare it with the other parables. And so we see that Israel, because it did not produce the fruit that God wanted it to produce, was cut down. People want to talk all day long about the re-blossoming of the fig tree in Matthew 24, you know, when Israel became a nation in 1948. Matthew 24 says no such thing. There's nothing like that in Matthew 24. Matthew 24 talks about the stars falling like the figs falling out of a fig tree. And then he talks about the fact that when you see the fig tree, you know that summer's near at hand. So likewise, you, when you see these things come to pass, you'll know it's at the door. What things? The sun and moon being darkened and the stars falling. Not Israel becoming a nation in 1948. But there's this whole big made-up teaching that you hear over and over again from Zionists about the re-blossoming of the fig tree, the re-blossoming of the fig tree. According to the teachings of Jesus, the fig tree would never bear fruit again. It withered away right then and there. In this parable, the fig tree is cut down. No mention of it being replanted or bringing forth fruit at a later date. This teaching just doesn't add up with Scripture. The kingdom of God has been taken from the nation of Israel. It's been given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof permanently.